It's Wrinkled Cheats. It's Wrinkled Cheats. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Cheats.
Wow. You're supposed to sing it. I've told you that over and over.
Nobody wants to hear that mess.
They do. They've written me. I've gotten emails that say, why doesn't Janet ever sing the intro to the show? Why is it always you? So you need to.
I want to see these emails.
Well, I don't save them.
Oh, of course not.
Right.
I know you. You'd forward them directly to me if they came in like that.
Well, next time they come in, I will forward it. So, but now we've had like 9 of them, so you need to sing.
Nobody wants to hear that mess.
They do.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man.
Don't be making fun of Miranda. She can sing.
So you can too. Now go ahead.
No, I can't. Welcome to Wrinkled Cheats. We are a podcast.
That's what this is?
Yeah.
I knew it was my husband. And you're my significant other.
I thought it was your wife.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that how they say it now? My better half, my
partner. That's a global thing, the partner thing.
Partner is now?
Yeah, in working with people from other countries, they're like, well, my partner. And that doesn't tell you if they're married, if what gender they are. It's a very...
And we should let people know, because you work in HR is what you're talking about.
It doesn't even matter that I work in HR, but I work in a company that's global. So I talk to people from other countries and, oh, my partner's homesick today. And
is that a PC thing?
I don't know what. I don't know, because I thought Americans were the crazy PC people. But it seems like maybe it's a global thing.
Oh, the world has gone crazy PC.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's almost ridiculously PC.
You know what I really am sad about the United States?
What is that?
I didn't get a chance to try the Cadbury Cream Egg Frosty that was only distributed in Canada. What happened, U.S. McDonald's? What the heck?
Did we talked about this at one point, didn't we? About,
I know.
You wanted
and
one
we asked,
shipped?
Yeah, and that didn't
And no
happen.
One ever
no.
shipped you one in dry ice from Canada? Or,
nobody did.
Everything you want, apparently, is from Canada these days. You wanted ketchup chips from Canada?
So my Canadian teammate is coming into town in June.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be like, hey, next time you're grocery shopping, grab some Lay's ketchup flavor.
So I don't need to bring back any ketchup flavor from anywhere else then?
Well, no, because if they don't, I don't think they have Pringles in. Because according to Kate, those are high end.
Oh, okay. All right. According to Kate, your little Malta friend.
Yes.
I had some people from Malta in my show the other night on a ship.
Did you ask them if they knew Kate?
I did not.
I'm kidding. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how silly that would be?
I do know how. Because people do that to me. You're from Colorado. Do you know Bob?
Bob that lives in
Bob?
Denver?
Does he get high? Yeah. Oh, that Bob. Yeah. No, everybody. Why do people do that? Ask you if you... I'm sure they do it for you. Oh, you're from Missouri? Do you know Charlene
of,
Bob?
I don't get that. I get... What part of Missouri? Oh, Springfield, Branson. Oh, my grandma loves Branson. Yeah, so did mine. So I did too.
Do people still tell you about things that happened back there in your little...
Yes, I love hearing stories about that. Is that weird that I love hearing stories about that?
I don't know, because I don't really, it doesn't attract me to stories about, you know what happened back in Texas? No.
Oh, I don't care about the people. Oh, that sounds cold. Like individual people. I don't want to hear, like, you know, the gossip. Like, what's happening with the high school people?
Yeah.
You know, when I hear, like, oh, you know, like, we had television station towers that fell down in...
Randomly fell down in Missouri.
Yeah, in Missouri, which is not too far from where I'm from. And it seems to be one of the towers that was associated with my favorite TV station back there, where I did my college internship.
Which was?
KY3.
Uh-huh.
The last time I checked.
KY3?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
KY as in the jelly?
You worked at KY Go. Really?
KY Jelly 3.
KY Geo.
You blow on it and the TV warms up.
Oh, stop.
So the tower just randomly fell. Was it the story? I didn't see it.
I only saw the blurb that when it initially
said one
happened,
dead, several injured. In
yeah,
Missouri.
And more details to come. And I don't know, but praying for all those involved. I like hearing stuff like that.
You like hearing about the death and
no,
stuff?
No, I like hearing about stories that keep me up to date. Oh, I can't win this fight.
It's not a fight. I was just trying to figure out what the actual meat of this...
Yeah.
So did you watch Hee-Haw when you were a kid?
Yeah.
So
Roy Clark?
You're kind of like... You Minnie like Pearl. Those... We just got a letter from home.
Yeah.
You know, it says that... Ellie Mae, who was engaged to such and such, has now given, she has stopped working at the Piggly Wiggly and is now working over at the Dairy Queen. Yes. You love that kind of stuff.
Kind of. That's a little bit more specific than I like. My father likes to tell me about, like, oh, they're going to widen this road. That's not information I care about. But when, you know, I don't know. I was listening to a podcast... Ray Lynn, who's a country music singer that won The Voice one year. She was on Team Blake. She was on one of my favorite podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, Steve. And she has a brother-in-law that owns a Chick-fil-A in Springfield.
Uh-huh.
So it's stuff like that. I'm like, oh, Springfield.
Wow. So did you immediately call somebody so you could relate this information to them
no,
too?
No, because I don't really talk to people... from there. Like my friend from kindergarten, Monica, who's going to be back. She's staying with us tomorrow night because we're going to go see Joe Nichols at the Grizzly Rose.
Uh-huh.
Boop, boop. Like we'll catch up from time to time, but she's not one I don't like talking on the phone. I'm an introvert.
I hate talking on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too.
My brother accidentally FaceTimed me the other day.
Shoot. Did you answer?
Yeah, because I was like, what? Just out of nowhere.
Mike's FaceTiming me.
And he goes, hello? What? Oh, I must have, what did I hit? I thought I was calling you. I go, no, you're FaceTiming. Oh, so you can see me? Yeah, because I can see you. Can you see me? Yeah, you want to see mom? Okay. And he shows me the top of her head. He just like showed me the top of her. Oh, yeah. And then I see her sort of look up. She goes, where is he?
Well, that is a good question for Steve, because you never know where in the world is Steve McGrew.
Where in the world is Steve McGrew?
Right. Where are you going next?
The Caribbean.
Yeah,
I go
tomorrow
to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Am I driving you to the airport?
I don't know. That's what I asked you, but you didn't answer me.
I didn't hear you ask me.
I did. You were...
What
putting the
I
pizza
doing?
In the oven.
Oh, it's focused on food.
And
you
I
don't
said,
talk to me when
I
I'm focused on food.
I said my plane is at 7:45 tomorrow.
That's,
did you want to drive
that.
Me to the airport?
I didn't
airport?
Hear the second part.
Yeah.
Yes, I would
so
love
like,
to drive you.
I guess
so that means we
to,
leave
so.
At 4?
No.
Huh.
I'm thinking about 5:30.
Okay.
5, maybe.
I think
I'm sure people listening to the podcast don't care about what
no,
time I listen to the
airport. No, they do care. This is like normal banter.
Oh, it is?
I think so. Anyway... So you've been home now for 4 days. Are you sick of us?
No, but I am sick of...
waking up early?
No, I'm not even sick of waking up early. I enjoyed waking up early. I got up.
I enjoyed seeing you most days
got
before
my,
I went to work.
Got my coffee and...
got your news?
Got
you
my news.
You had the TV on and your laptop on at two different things you were looking at.
Right. And then I said to you, I'm a news junkie.
Yeah, you are.
I was watching the news on TV, and I was watching Sky News
on my laptop.
That's like
me watching Legally Blonde on a laptop and watching Clueless. What's the other movie? Sweet Home Alabama on the TV. I'm a Reese addict. How can you take in both things?
How do people watch 4 or 5 football games? You know, those guys that just sit there, and there's a game on like 3 TVs, or they're at a bar, and there's like...
I've never understood.
Or they
that
got
either.
The sports package, and they've got little squares all over the TV with the games. And
you're crazy. You're crazy.
But that way, I can go. Oh, look, it's on the same. Must be real. They're talking about it on both news channels. You know,
it's not fake news. It's
Kate
real
Middleton
news.
Was supposed to find out her sex of her child today. Speaking of news,
isn't she having a boy?
Is that what it was? I didn't.
She's
know.
She's very far along in her pregnancy. She knows the gender of her
like,
baby. By
she's
now.
Supposed to have the baby like.
Any moment.
Yeah.
And then the wedding with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry is next month.
Is it?
It's within weeks, yeah.
Are you all about that?
No, one of my favorite podcasts is Chick Chat. They keep me posted.
So are you not one of the women in America that just all about the
after
royal...
Princess Diana died, my heart broke and I couldn't. But I have started watching The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dark. Did we talk about this on the last podcast?
I don't think so. I know you and I talked about it. You said you wanted to look up and see how much of it was real or based on
I feel
real.
Like that's a deep, dark tunnel that I will not get out of. So I like watching Netflix while I'm on the elliptical at the gym because... I don't find that the YouTube videos engage me enough to make me forget that I'm working out. And that's my goal. So I made it through the rest of the Fuller House series. And I'm like, what am I going to watch? And I'm like, well, I've heard The Crown's very good, but it's very dark. And it makes me want to cuddle up in a blanket.
While you're on the elliptical.
Yeah, but and so that's less than motivating. So if anyone is watching some upbeat, I've caught up on Frank and Gracie. I've caught up on Fuller House. I need some upbeat Netflix shows.
There is so much on Netflix.
It's overwhelming.
But I keep seeing about, you got to watch this. You got to try this. This is a new thing. It's just about Lost in Space looks good. There's a remake of the old 1960s show called Lost in Space. And it's supposed to start either this week or next week. And it looks pretty good. Except they've recast it. In the original, Dr. Smith was a guy. And it looks like they've made Dr. Smith a woman in this one. So I'm always confused why they feel they need to change things. If they're going to if you're going to redo something, shouldn't you just sort of redo it? Isn't that why those shows fail, like when they did Chips, the movie, because you didn't
they
do
didn't
it?
Didn't have punch.
Well, you didn't do it like the tone of what the show was even.
Right.
The same thing with Baywatch. Baywatch, they say, was one of the
one
of the worst movies of last year, that it like worst reviewed, worst acting, worst, and it's because it had almost nothing to do with the real one other than going, I'm Mitch Buchanan.
And then outside of Netflix, you have Amazon Prime Video, which has a bunch of shows.
But real, like first run shows too.
Yeah.
So does Hulu. Hulu's got
first. I'm not on Hulu. Do we have a Hulu account you didn't tell me about?
No, but I think I signed up for a free trial.
Oh, I don't think we need it. I pay enough for our cable bill every
month.
And
then I signed up for BritBox.
Right.
Which is $7 a month, which is like British TV.
So you're paying how much for Netflix a month? $9, $10?
$9, $10.
Now you're doing BritBox for...
$7. $17.
You're paying how much for Hulu?
That's the free, I think. It may be done by now, so I don't even... There was one show that Hulu was going to do that I wanted to see. And I thought, I'll do the trial. But I don't think I even watched that. I get distracted by the shows. You start watching one, and then you get off on that, and then you...
It's overwhelming.
There's so much to watch. There's so much to watch.
We can't be the only ones that feel like this. They need to go back to the four channels.
Three.
Can you imagine?
There was three channels.
Well, in my day and age, there were four. You had 10, 27, and 33. So that was NBC, CBS, PBS, and ABC.
Oh, I see. Well, we had, I think, let's see.
And then you had Fox. Woo!
That's because you're younger. We didn't have that.
What? We're not the same age?
No. We had ABC, NBC, CBS, and then they added the that one channel to the weird dial. Remember that for a long time, the TV had a second dial that didn't get anything. And there were one day, and then it did. Like Channel 31, I think it was.
WB.
Yeah, you had to actually, it was off the other dial. Kids that are listening now, like, there was dials? Didn't you just hit
dials.
A button?
And one of our dials got lost, and we had to use a
pliers.
Yeah.
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 We had, on what TV, vice grips, the one that locked down, you pushed it, and it locked down, so it just stayed on it all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the TVs made a sound when you turn it, and if you turned it too fast, my dad will yell, slow down. If you're gonna wear that knob out, and I'm not gonna buy a TV, I grew up without one, you can too.
Oh goodness. Fireside chats
and sitting around the radio and listening to It's Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, goodness. Simpler times.
Have you ever listened to any old radio shows, like on audio?
No.
Because they make cassettes of old shows, or they find them online. They really did a pretty good job.
For what they had.
For what they had. Of the sound effects, of the creaking doors. And, you know, it was like a whole sound effects crew that sat there live, you know, like.
Yeah, I saw that on The Crown. John Lithgow plays Winston Churchill.
Uh-huh.
And there was a couple scenes of him doing a radio show. And there's, like, the room is packed with people trying to make everything work.
Yeah. Like, set, like, and, you know, the coconuts for horse. The horses were.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. So I got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, I do, too. So what do you have?
Can you imagine coming into your home and finding a naked intruder in a tub eating Cheetos? Can you imagine?
Male or female?
Does it? Excuse me? Do you want to start a fight?
Yes, it matters. If you're going to say, does it matter? Because if it's a guy, I'm calling the police. If it's a girl, I'm like, how did you get in here and why are you in here?
Why?
Silence is never good on a podcast.
That was for dramatic.
That was a dramatic pause. What? Wouldn't you have different answers?
What if it was a 400-pound woman?
I would say, how did you get through this door? And why is there water all over the floor?
So police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub eating her Cheetos. Her Cheetos. Didn't even bring her own Cheetos. While taking a bath. A Monroe police affidavit says 29-year-old Evelyn Washington was arrested on burglary and property damage charges. So yes, it was a female, Steve. Uh-huh. The responding officer found a full tub of water and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub. Police told the homeowner, or Washington, the person that broke in, told the homeowner and police that an unknown male had told her to break into the house. Police found a tall ice chest under a broken window. It's unclear if she has a lawyer.
That's not a very well-written article. What is
it's
that from?
It's from Yahoo.
That is so just bits and pieces of it.
And I copied and pasted all the article.
What? So it's not clear if she has a lawyer.
So one of my... One of my coworkers had an amazing idea, and I wonder,
what would you wait before you go? What would you do if you came home?
I'd freak the F out.
You would?
Yes, I'd call the police no matter the gender.
Like immediately, would you yes. run outside and call the police? Would you grab your gun and then hold them there until the police? What would you?
That would probably be good.
But that's not the first thing that popped into your head. What's the first thing that popped into your head? You walk in and there's a naked woman eating Cheetos, and you're in the bathtub. What do you do?
I call the police. I grab my gun, and I say, don't move. I have a gun.
Do you speak to the person first? Do you say, what are you doing in my tub? Or do you just go, and sneak back out?
Well, I don't like confrontation. So I may try and sneak back out if no one saw me.
Mm-hmm.
And then go into my driveway and pull to the other side of that road.
Well, I think Big Bad Butterfly would be barking. And probably would scare this person from getting in the tub.
See, that's funny. My coworker and I were talking about, you know, the fact that concealed carry, and I'm going to take another concealed carry course on Labor Day weekend. And I was like, you know, it's very scary when you travel. You know, we have the alarm system. And we have the guns in the house, mm-hmm. but I sleep so soundly. And she's like, well, all you need is...
a dog.
Well, she said, you have the dog. And I was like, no, not really. she's like, all you need is an app that has the sound of a shotgun loading.
Oh, they make that.
I'm trying to find one right now, and I don't see one. Do you have...
No, I don't have one, but...
But... that's $1 million idea. What story you got?
All right, you ready for this?
Sure.
A hamburger intentionally topped with a tarantula is attracting customers to a restaurant in Durham, North Carolina.
in the United States?
Bull City Burger and Brewery is currently celebrating Exotic Meat Month by featuring burgers made with everything from alligator to iguana, python, bison, turtle, and insects. But it's the tarantula challenge that has customers going buggy, according to local TV station WRAL. For $30, customer gets a 100% North Carolina pasture-raised beef burger topped with cheese, chili, and an oven-roasted tarantula.
That's gross.
And if they finish their plate, they get a T-shirt to immortalize the eight-legged feet.
That's disgusting. Would you eat that?
I might.
You keep reading. Well, we get it.
The restaurant purchased only 18 tarantula zebras, so anyone wanting to chow down on one of the spiders has to win a tarantula raffle first. So would you do that? Would you eat a burger?
I would not. Would you?
I don't know. From traveling so much, I've been, you know, I just try things and mm-hmm. don't know. And I might do a new gross and not do it.
Really? You know?
Yeah.
But it could make YouTube
crickets. I haven't done the crickets either. Ever? You can already buy crickets here. You can buy boxes of cooked crickets here.
Why?
Because people are eating them for protein.
That's gross.
But I don't think I could do the tarantula.
No. Have you ever been that close to a tarantula in the wild?
No.
One time I came to my grandma's house. I used to visit her once a week. And I pulled into her driveway. She was so sweet. She always pulled her truck out of the driveway and let me pull in. Uh-huh. I pulled in and I was like, there's a tarantula, Grandma. Because she was there outside to meet me. And she just took a broom and sweeped it on out of the garage.
Look at it on that burger.
I don't want to.
Look at that.
Ew.
It's spread out across the top of the burger.
No, I don't like it. Make it go away.
What? Do you get the poison out of it? How do you? Are they only poisonous if they bite you? I have questions. It's like when you eat a rattlesnake. You know, you eat snake meat. You're supposed to, like, not get the poison on the meat and stuff. So, I don't know.
So, I found a YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Video, then maybe I'll like save.
What is that on eating?
No, about the shotgun.
Oh, I thought I heard it while I was reading.
No, that was just I found a gun.
Oh,
but that's not realistic. I want the.
Yeah, just the cocking sound.
Yeah, I can like make the sound of the gun happen.
No, you can't. I'm only seeing your thing flash.
Well, that's rude. Oh, it's because it's muted.
Oh, try it now. Hold it up to the mic.
What kind of gun is that?
That sounds like some kind of a rifle.
We were friends because our...
Well, Hulu wants to do a pop-up ad.
Hmm.
I hate that app. Okay. So no to the tarantula burger.
No to the tarantula burger. All right. Now, this is one I think you can relate to. Because you've been going to Planet Fitness.
Get your workout on.
Get your Tootsie Roll. Hmm? Have you not noticed that every...
I know,
there's
why
a bowl
do they,
of Tootsie
why,
Rolls
I
right
never, I've never taken one.
You never have?
No.
I take one after every workout. Have you ever seen people put hashtag get your Tootsie Roll? That means you're rewarding yourself after your workout.
My reward is how I feel.
Oh.
So the first Monday of every month, they serve pizza for dinner at our gym. Makes no sense. So I accidentally went to our gym on the first Monday of a month,
mm-hmm.
not realizing what was happening. I get there at like 4:30 and I was like, whoa, I'm early. I'm going to beat the rush. It was packed to the point where I was like parking in front of Hobby Lobby. And I was like, well, I guess I don't mind getting extra steps in.
Did you work out?
It was a beautiful day. Yes, I got my workout on after I finally found machines that were open. And then I, like, look over, and it's almost 6 o'clock, and I'm like, there's pizza stacked. Oh, this is Monday, Pizza Monday.
So did you reward yourself with
No, I avoided. That was the whole reason I was there.
Oh, but if you were avoiding pizza, why did we have it for dinner tonight?
Well, that's a special occasion, because you're leaving me.
Oh. By the way, it was Mod Pizza.
Love it.
Mod Pizza, and it was so good. I had a Calexio. Was that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
It was so spicy. I could, I have to give it a total thumbs up for the spiciness because it was that good. And you created your own.
I had a McGrew.
What was on it?
Everything I love. Chicken, beef, red sauce, pesto, mushrooms, garlic, 4 types of cheese. There was gorgonzola, mozzarella, parmesan, and then Romano.
But you won't eat the free pizza at the gym.
Because I was trying to be good.
Well, anyway, this guy breaks up with his gym.
Why?
He has to break up. Breaking up is hard to do, the headline says. A man decided the best way to end his contractual relationship with Planet Fitness was by penning a heartfelt note. It is with deep regret and a heavy heart that I write this. Wrote Scoochie, who no longer needed his gym membership after moving out of state. Certain events in my life have put me in a different place, and while it was one of the most taxing decisions I've ever made, it is the right one, he added in a tongue-in-cheek missive, which was shared online Tuesday. I know I've been distant, but it's because I've changed. I have different needs now, and I need to be frank. You really haven't changed at all.
Is he single?
I don't know.
Because he sounds like a drama king.
And there was a fair bit of nostalgia, too. I think fondly of you and the time we spent together as I drive by one of your many locations. Sometimes when I'm alone, I even throw on one of my old power pop workout
playlists.
He's definitely
single.
Feel the rush of our past course through me as if we were still one.
What is
but if Planet
for a
Fitness thought it still had a chance of fixing the relationships, he delivered a killer blow with a postscript declaring, "My wife wants to cancel her membership too."
He's married?
Oh. He wrote the letter because Planet Fitness wouldn't let him cancel over the phone.
You
he had
to
do it
person.
Either in person or with a cancellation letter sent via certified mail. I figured I'd just have fun because you could either get mad at something like this or just waste somebody's time by sending them something official that they have to take seriously. So, have you ever had to break up with a gym? Did you ever join? I know people say that all the time, that they join gyms and then they don't go and then they can't hardly get out of it. And
did you watch Friends?
Was that an episode of Friends?
Yes, when Chandler was trying to break up with the gym and he brought Ross to try and help him. And then,
oh,
Ross
then they
ended
brought
up
over
joining.
That the girl. Like, can you come over and talk to him? And he's like,
yes.
Oh.
We had to break up with the gym and we did it fine. And then they brought us back. We rebounded back for
at this
cheaper.
Point, but at this point, we're members of two gyms.
But you pay $8 a month for the other gym and I pay $5.
Right. Right.
We just need to go over there together.
And cancel.
Yeah.
I have not been to our
it's not convenient to go over there.
Planet 19 is the other one. Fitness 19 and Planet Fitness. But
it's not that we didn't like Fitness 19.
No,
but
we
Planet
did.
Fitness opened up right down the street.
It's like, much closer.
When it's nice.
Blocks away.
I'm like, I could walk there. Get a good workout.
Ride your
in.
Bike. And then you wouldn't have to ride your bike at the gym.
I don't want
to
ride my bike back home because it's all uphill.
Oh.
Yeah. I may do that. Oh, no. Saturday's supposed to be snowy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I just took the heater out of our pond.
Why would you do that? It's freaking Colorado. Until July, you can't guarantee anything.
Oh, man.
Ah.
What story do you have?
So in Norway, Norway's high school graduates have been told that they should refrain from running naked across bridges and having sex on roundabouts because they give drivers too much of a surprise.
Duh.
And this is from the National Transport Regulator.
So they have a problem there with...
So Norway's annual post-graduation period called RUS last week's involves partying and drinking heavily and tends to challenge public morals every spring. Dozens of accidents involving students' red or blue-painted vans and buses are reported every year, and sometimes the celebrations lead to crashes killing those aged 18 to 19. That's sad. Be safe, people. While the list of rituals involved in the RUS celebrations vary from one school to the next, they almost invariably involve alcohol, nudity, and sex. In a statement titled No to Sex on Roundabouts.
No, just say no to sex on roundabouts.
A former minister of transport who now runs the Public Roads Administration said everyone understands that being in and around roundabouts is a traffic hazard. It may not be so dangerous for someone to be without clothes on the bridge, but drivers can get too much of a surprise and completely forget that they're driving.
And this drive off the bridge.
Yeah. Or roundabout.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How come we never have, like, sex in a roundabout or on a bridge?
I don't know, babe. I don't know.
Didn't you just ask me questions like that tonight? How come we don't ever have sex in a car out in front of the house?
We were watching a TV show, and I was trying to be cute, and I'm like, why don't we ever do that?
And I said, because I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, I have got a story here. You're gonna love.
Dead air's never good for a podcast.
Pet owners warned over the rise of zombie raccoons.
Oh crap!
Dozens of calls have been made to police.
Where?
In Ohio.
Okay.
After residents reported an invasion of zombie raccoons. Officer in the city of Youngstown are investigating reports of animals acting strangely in the daytime. The unusually nocturnal creatures have been seen standing on their hind legs, baring their teeth, and then falling over backwards.
Are they high?
I don't know. Photographer Robert Cogshell said he was playing with his dogs outside his home last week when one of the raccoons approached them. He said it would stand up on his hind legs, which I've never seen a raccoon do before, and he would show his teeth and then just fall over backwards and go into almost a comatose condition. That raccoon, along with 14 others police responded to, have been euthanized. Local officials say the animals likely are suffering from distemper, a viral disease that causes coughing, tremors, seizures, and leads raccoons to lose their fear of humans.
Humans.
So, beware of zombie raccoons.
We don't have a lot of raccoons around here.
Not a lot. We have them.
I haven't seen one.
Not in our neighborhood. I've seen them in the fields and stuff, like driving on the back road.
I've seen foxes. I've seen deer.
Yeah. And Bill and Kathy Rapolo, when they lived here, they had a raccoon that would come up to their back door and look in the house.
We had raccoons in Missouri. Raccoons and possums. They loved to, like, be in our backyard. And you avoided them because they'd have rabies, not whatever that was.
I don't think they typically... They don't just all have rabies, do
they?
Well,
I think that's something my very intelligent parents told us.
Watch out for raccoons. They have rabies.
They all have rabies. I remember one time I went to leave the house to go to my bus stop, which was like a quarter of a mile down the road.
Uh-huh.
And I like looked and I saw this big rat tail and it ended up being a possum.
And you thought it was just a giant rat?
And I was like, I'm not going to the bus. I'm not going to the bus. And I used to always get up, like, by myself. Parents would sleep in. I could do everything on my own.
Raccoons freak.
Human. But I went in my parents' house. I was like, in my parents' room, I was like, you need to wake up. There is a rat. There is a rat outside.
Did they go look to check?
Yes.
And they said, it's a raccoon?
It's a possum.
Possum.
Yes.
Raccoons freak me out because they have little tiny hands. They have hands.
Little T-Rex hands.
They can actually, like...
Really
grab stuff and hold on, and they open things with them. That's why they open trash cans, and they've been known to open doors and stuff.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Did I ever tell you about the raccoon that came into the house?
In this house?
No. And okay. When I lived in North Glen, I had a doggy door.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I heard the dogs barking, pork chop and applesauce at the time, barking, and so I was afraid to get out of bed. I heard noise and I heard them barking, and I was almost afraid to get out of bed.
Did you have a gun at the time?
I had a BB gun by the bed.
God.
And then I heard, like, you know how dogs get into a fight, like this knocking thing? And I heard, and I flipped on the light, and it was a raccoon in the house Nobody got bit. Nobody got, I took him to the vet good. But it ran up the stairs. My bedroom was in the, was the whole bottom like this. But in the basement. Basement was my bedroom. It ran up the stairs and it went right out the doggy door because it was and it went right out the doggy door. But I was like, that's the bad thing about doggy doors. You don't know what can just wander in the house.
My coworker has a doggy door. We went to her house a couple of weeks ago, and she has a guard thing that she puts down when they're not home.
So nothing can get in?
And maybe at night, yeah.
But the point of the doggy door is so they can go in and out. I mean,
you're home, and maybe not at night, but yeah.
Ooh.
Well, if your dogs are trained to go out to the bathroom, that's what the dog likes. They don't want to just bump the doggy door.
Right. No, I totally get what you're saying, but don't want to have the stranger danger.
You don't need the little zombie raccoons coming in with their little creepy zombie raccoon hands.
One time we went camping as a family, and when we would go camping, it was always by the lake because that is the one thing I miss about Missouri are the lakes. And we would have my grandma's Ford F-150 truck, 1986, so it was one of those big ones.
Oh, yeah.
With a camper shell, and we'd sleep in the back. But then one night we were like, oh, we're going to sleep outside. So we put all of our stuff outside, and it was great. And then this three-legged raccoon comes along and starts, messing with us. And my mom's like, oh, no, get in the truck, get in the truck. So we all, pile into the truck, sleep in the truck all night. And then come to find out this was a three-legged raccoon that was known around that camp. Very nice. Would just
didn't have rabies. It's like all of you
would just want to mooch off your food or the fish that you caught from the lake.
And y'all slept in the truck?
Mm-hmm. It was a big F-150. It wasn't soft. I was sleeping on metal.
Oh, you were like in the bed of the truck. Not like just sitting in the seat.
No.
All right.
So in Washington State, the Department of Transportation said that a training error, quote unquote, was to blame for an inappropriate message on an electronic highway sign. We've all seen those highway signs. Ruslan Kozlov sounds like he's connected to Putin. Posted a photo to Facebook showing an electronic highway sign over southbound Interstate 5 about 1 mile before exit 154B in Jovita. Mm-hmm. And the message read, "You suck." The letter U, suck. Kozlov said the message appeared at 1:37 p.m. Tuesday. Washington State Department of Transportation acknowledged the incident in a statement provided to a television station. "This was an inappropriate message, and we apologize if anyone was offended. This was due to a training error and clearly a mistake. We're taking steps to ensure this doesn't happen again." A training error. You know, it was some employee on their way out
going, got fired.
Bye. Or they were moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Well, it's not very, it's not that offensive.
Well, it depends.
It's like it didn't say F you.
Right?
You suck.
You
suck. All right, this is one you're going to relate to.
Okay,
This is one you are totally going to relate to. Wait, I'll do this one first. Are you ready? Because I was surprised that there's even these people in the world.
Am I going to relate to this one?
You will, I think. A British grocery store.
I like grocery stores.
Launches new touch-free chicken packets for young people that are, quote, scared of touching meat. Young people are apparently too afraid to handle uncooked meat. So Sainsbury is launching new touch-free packets. The packets, the supermarket announced the pouches were developed for millennial shoppers who apparently prefer to avoid uncooked meat. The packets of chicken pieces aimed at anyone under the age of 35 will allow people to put chicken straight into the frying pan. Sainsbury said the move is to response to store surveys which found young people in Britain have high levels of anxiety over touching uncooked meat. Customers, particularly younger ones, are quite scared of touching raw meat, said the manager of the fish and poultry department. These bags allow people, especially those who are time poor or just rip and tip the meat straight into the frying pan without touching it. The manager added, the young people tend to eat out more and aren't so used to preparing food at home. She said the anxiety is likely fueled by education and being aware of risks. Some fear contamination of bacteria such as, I don't know that word, Campylobacter, I don't know, Campylobacter, which can cause lethal food poisoning. Millennials are also worried about getting ill, that they coat raw chicken with antibacterial spray before they coat it.
So they don't have to touch the meat.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
What did I say?
Something about coating it.
What were you doing?
I was listening to you, but then I kind of zoned out. So they don't have to touch the meat.
Why did you zone out while I'm reading you an article?
Because, so how, they just pour it out of the packet? I had questions and I knew you wouldn't answer them while you were reading. So does it show a picture? How is this packaged?
No, it doesn't say. But I was surprised by the stuff where they're putting on antibacterial spray on the meat.
That is odd. What is the antibacterial spray made out of?
It doesn't say, but I'm sure it's the same stuff like antibacterial
soap. Well, that doesn't make sense. That's alcohol.
I know.
So I need more answers. So if they're not supposed to touch the meat and it's supposed to go right into the frying pan, shouldn't they, if there's antibacterial stuff sprayed on it, wouldn't you want to wash it? And then you have to touch it.
I would think so.
And if you really don't want to touch the meat, why don't you just use tongs or gloves?
You're being rational. The whole thing is this is not rational to begin with. Well, the rational of not wanting to touch young people afraid to touch uncooked food. That's the whole point of this article.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Are they scared of salmonella?
They're scared of touching uncooked food. I mean, that's the kind of wusses that we have raised now.
Oh, this isn't remasculate.
I don't give a shit. This is the kind of... This
don't
is the kind
at me.
This is the kind of things. That's what the whole point of this article is, that how have we raised a generation of people afraid?
That's why I have so many questions, because I don't understand why. Why is this being created? Why are they taking the time? This should be at least 3 times as expensive as regular meat. Make them pay for their wussiness.
A report said 37% of the generation born after 1980 said they prefer to avoid handling raw meat.
Yeah, I don't want to handle raw meat. It's not like I'm like, ooh, I get to touch some raw chicken. Yeehaw. But it has to happen in order to get it washed and cooked.
Right. So it's very weird. I mean, it's just
freaky. That's
what
I'm saying. I'm like, it baffles me.
Wouldn't this say this would possibly go with some type of mental problem? Like, yeah. That you have such a problem that you don't know that you can touch meat and wash your hands, or you just like, raw meat, I can't touch it, I can't,
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mentalness is real, yo.
Mentalness is real,
Mental illness is real, yo.
Says the first packets will be chicken tikka masala pieces.
Oh, they're even flavored.
And teriyaki-style diced breast.
I wonder if there's any MSGs. Does it say if there's MSGs?
It doesn't say. If popular, the company will expand into pork and fish. So they're just afraid to touch. Or maybe they're just so lazy, they just want food cooked for them, and they've had it that way for so long, they have to have their food cooked, or they just don't know how to deal with it.
I don't even know. But you know what I do know? I wish I was as lucky as a Massachusetts man.
Transition. Hold on. Transition. Transition.
Who visited state lottery headquarters to collect a $1 million jackpot, which was his second such jackpot.
What?
So far this year.
I'd have him investigated.
Jason Williams visited Massachusetts State Lottery headquarters on Tuesday to collect a $1 million prize from a $30 200 times scratch-off ticket. Williams was making his second visit to the facility this year after having previously collected a $1 million prize from a $30 Ultimate Millions instant game on January 10th. That is less than 6 months.
Wow, that is lucky. I would just go ahead and buy more tickets. If he's on a lucky streak like that, just keep playing the game.
But really, I feel like part of me would be like, stop, because...
Does lightning strike twice? It did.
But could it strike three times?
I heard one time that lightning struck a guy, struck him again, and then struck the headstone of his grave.
Wow.
Like, that's like the odds of that are like incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, people are just very... lucky or unlucky, depending on what.
I'm lucky to have you and Butterfly in my life.
Now, speaking of touching things with your hands, this is the one that you're going to love and relate to.
I'm very excited.
Doctors urge ditch toilet paper because it could cause anal fissures and UTIs. I find it rather baffling that millions of people are walking around with dirty anuses while thinking they are clean.
You know what they need to do to avoid dirty anuses?
Yes.
That's going to be the title of the podcast, Dirty Anuses. They need to make moist towelettes that are truly flushable.
Truly flushable.
Yes. Carry on.
It is a shopping list staple. The root of many an argument is...
toilet paper.
Now the humble loo roll also finds itself the subject of doctors' warnings.
That's toilet paper.
Toilet paper may be the sort of household item you literally never given a second thought to, but maybe you should. Not only could our...
I don't even want this story to continue. I know where it's going, and it makes me gross.
this habit could be doing us more harm than good, but it's actually really ineffectual way of cleaning ourselves.
So what do they think we should be doing?
Wiping with toilet roll alone could leave feces behind.
We get it. Toilet paper sucks.
And excessive use could
lead to
health issues such as anal fissures and urinary tract infection. I'm reading the article to you.
Don't read the whole article. What is their alternative to toilet paper?
Well, I have to scroll down. While we are all feeling suitably icky, it's important to note that in such countries as South Korea, Japan, Egypt, Greece, and Italy, bidets are more commonplace. Bidets score a few points higher over toilet paper. Not only are they believed to be more environmentally friendly than the loo roll, but also water does a much better thorough job of cleaning our derrieres.
Have you used a bidet?
I have never used one. Have you used one?
No.
Another solution is using baby wipes instead
of paper.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to throw them in the trash can. There are already a few celebrity fans. Speaking to Elle magazine, rapper Will.i.am once said, "Here's proof of why people should have baby wipes. Get some chocolate, wipe it on a wooden floor, and then try to get it up with some dry towels. You're going to get chocolate in the cracks."
So what we need to do... is, in order to be efficient with the baby wipe, is we need to put doggy bags in our bathrooms with baby wipes, take the toilet paper out, put do not flush anything outside of your poop, and then we could put the baby wipes into the doggy bags and throw them outside in the trash.
Maybe so. I know when I work on the ships... They make the announcement, don't put anything in the toilet that hasn't been in your mouth first.
Ooh.
Like, they only flush.
I know at my work they had to put up signs because we're on a septic tank and it backed up because someone was using baby wipes.
And the septic tank got clogged or they just didn't?
It backed up.
Oh. I know the septic tank that we have up at the cabin is one of the reasons they say don't flush all the time because it fills up and then it has to be pumped out.
When was the last time it was pumped out?
Last time I think my brother was up there. He usually takes care of that. He's more of the, I'll get this taken care of while I'm up here. Well, he goes up there for two or three weeks at a time.
Right.
And we run up for a few days. But, I don't want to waste our...
But I feel like we need him to document the things he does. What if something, heaven forbid, were to happen to him? Would you even know how to take care of the cabin?
Yeah. I've been doing that for years. That's why I know how to turn it on, turn the pump on, turn it off. And I assume if you want the poop pumped out, you just call one of those
poop
pumpers. Hi, we're poop pumpers.
I'm the poop pumper professional. Pee, pee, pee.
Do you have any more articles?
So, aren't we going to talk about that more?
The poop pumping?
The poop?
Oh, well, no. I thought you were getting grossed out by it because you were like, just go to, don't, just tell
well,
us
they
what
they just kept talking about UTIs and...
Oh, it goes on more and more about that.
And anal fissures.
Urinary tract infections are another danger of wiping with the roll. Whereas using a bidet or wipes may be much gentler on our bottom and wash away pretty much all of the harmful bacteria that is lurking down there.
Gross.
Using toilet paper in an aggressive manner, that's the way it's written, can cause painful anal fissures.
I feel like some of the toilet paper that is sold on shelves these days could probably be outlawed as dangerous for our health.
It's
like
too
the rough stuff.
It's too rough.
Like you have a joke in your stand-up about it, but it's legit. Like even at my office, like places like that, like you go to the grocery store. Well, not that I go to the grocery store to go to the bathroom a lot, but you're out shopping and you have to go to the bathroom, and their toilet paper's never soft ever.
You actually use the bathroom at the grocery store?
From time to time, you got to tinkle.
We probably have... Well, tinkle. I know we probably shouldn't talk
we
about this
We wipe after we tinkle.
On here. But you have a I need to be home for everything attitude. Most of the time.
Did you ever watch American Pie? I am Shipbreak.
You're what?
Shipbreak.
What
Remember
is
Shipbreak?
Uh-uh.
He would have to be home. He would go home in the middle of the day at the same time every day to go number two.
Uh-huh.
I'm not that... But my body is well adjusted, and I think it's also very mental. As soon as I get home, I get very relaxed, and that is when I tend to do number two.
As soon as you walk home in the house from work, you set your stuff down, you say, how are you? I'll be right back.
Yes.
That is almost your...
It's a mental thing, because like I feel it. Like as soon as I get in the car after I've been at the office, I feel a little bit of relaxation. I might let off a little toots.
Wow!
And
wow!
Get home.
Do you roll your window down at least while you're driving?
Yes.
Wow!
And I have body spray.
Wow! I thought it was because you were smoking in the car that you just kept using body spray.
Oh my God.
You're hiding.
That was back in the day, Mister.
I know. I thought is she smoking again? Because she's always smelling like body spray.
No, not every day. And then I get home and I'm fully relaxed and it's time to go number two. You kind of do the same thing after your trips. It seems like the first thing you do when you walk in the house, you're like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't want to do it on the plane. That is one thing. I know there's people
I've
that do.
I've never done that.
I don't know why
Can you
people
do that? Is
there's
that
people
legal?
That do it. Oh yeah, it's totally legal. There's people that do it because Ooh. I've sat next to that door, and when it opens, you're like, and even the flight attendant will be like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry," because they, you know how they have that jump seat a lot of times right there by the bathrooms. Ooh, they have to sit
That's
there and smell
disgusting.
The toilet. Speaking of airplanes. What about that woman that got sucked out on the plane this week?
Oh, my gosh. I think we said something. You must have said something in our vlog yesterday because someone was like, just so you know, that lady died in the airplane. I don't know what you said in the vlog.
Oh, I don't either. But must have said something. But
yeah. Like nightmares. Nightmares are created by instances like this. Poor lady and her family.
I know. And how many people now are not going to want the window seat? You know, it used to be that nobody wanted the middle seat. It used to be go to check window or aisle. And now you know it's going to be like aisle or middle. Would you like aisle or middle?
I like the window seat still.
I do too because I like to put my head against the wall and sleep. But,
yes.
But if it's safer, it's kind of like I always heard the back of the plane. If you want the safest place is toward the back of the plane.
Oh.
Because usually if it breaks open, you know, it's in the middle or turn – Mm-hmm. So there's like the chunks are safer. So apparently you're going to want the back of the plane on the aisle.
Ugh, I hate the aisle.
I do too, because I get bumped. I hate getting bumped.
I fall asleep and my head gets bumped.
Yeah, watch your elbow. Watch your elbow. How about you watch the cart? My elbow's already here. I'm already asleep. I paid for this seat.
Right. No, I don't think it's going to change my flying habits, because I fly like maybe once a year, twice a year at the max. But does it stress you out? You fly like weekly.
Yeah. Well, I've always, and I've said it in my act before, if you fly so much, you almost feel like it's Russian roulette. It's almost like,
I don't like that idea.
Is it this flight? Is it this flight? Sink. Is it this flight?
They've had a lot. Like, we were watching, who is that YouTuber that does the news?
Philip DeFranco.
He was like, last year there were no flying incidents. And this year, even since we saw his podcast or vlog, there's been so many like crashes and issues. And
well, I'm wondering if it just doesn't get on the media's radar, and then they start looking for it, like smoke filled the cabin of a Delta plane, so they emergency landing, or another engine was smoky. So, but you know, has it just been like that, and they just didn't report it because they're landed safely? But once this thing hits the news, and people are like, oh look, it's another one. Oh look, another. But that most of them land safely anyway. You know what I mean?
Even the one where the lady died,
she still landed safely.
They landed because that's how they're trained. Those pilots, I forget where I was hearing in a podcast, like those pilots are
trained for
to
that.
Land with one engine.
Right.
And
that lady, the pilot for Southwest, had been a fighter pilot, a military fighter pilot. So she was definitely trained in probably, you know, maneuvers and, you know.
Oh, I hope it doesn't hurt Southwest, because it's my favorite airline.
Mine too.
I'll sign a petition.
Me too.
I love them. Two free bags, sold.
I hate Frontier.
Frontier, Spirit, they're done. In my life, they're done. You've said that they're done in your life, but you still book them.
I know, and I've made a mistake. And each time I've done it, I've made a mistake. You know,
I don't
like,
understand how you make that mistake.
Well, what I
read.
I need to read, but you know what I do? I jump on Orbitz or whatever, and I look for the cheapest, like cheapest ticket
it
at the time.
It will always be Frontier and Spirit that
and then
will
I'm
be
like,
cheapest.
Oh, because sometimes they will do an out flight and an inbound flight are different airlines, and so I just buy it, and then you realize, oh, my trip home is on Frontier. Yeah, they're going to charge me for my bag.
You got to pay more attention, babe.
So, I know. I need to.
Slow down.
Slow down. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestone. Look at the sun and feeling groovy. You don't know this song, do you?
No.
Oh. La da 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 da.
Is that 1930s?
Feeling groovy. Oh my God.
Is that what intro'd the Fireside Chats?
No. That was a 1960s, 70s Simon
I'm
and Garfunkel.
I'm playing, babe. Okay. I'm playing. Oh.
Da 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 da. Feeling groovy.
Well, how was the podcast?
That was amazing. I had fun. This is the first time we've ever really done a podcast with just topics. You and I said, let's find topics.
Because usually we're playing catch up on life.
Yeah. But I kind of like this. And if you people enjoyed the topics, let us know, because we'd love to hear your feedback on this. Because I've been thinking about trying to do the podcast maybe with like half and half. Because a lot of the podcasts that we listen to do that. Mm-hmm. Like they talk about their stuff and something's going on.
But they
on.
Do it weekly. We do it like monthly.
I know. But we should be doing it weekly. We should be trying harder to do it weekly.
Yeah. You're gone all of May, so we're not going to be doing it weekly.
We're not gone all of it. We'll just make sure, even if I have one night home, we will record a podcast before.
So you want to skip sexy time?
No, I said before we have sexy time in the car out in front of the house.
You heard
in
it.
The rain.
He's going to have sex with me in the car out in front of the house. It better happen.
All right, tell the police how to find us.
You can find our podcast, wrinkledcheats1@gmail.com, Wrinkled Cheats on YouTube, Wrinkled Cheats Podcast on Facebook, and Wrinkled Cheats the number one on Twitter. I'm PinkBarb27 everywhere we go.
And I am at Steve McGrew on Twitter and at Steve McGrew. I don't even know how to describe Instagram. Just Google Steve McGrew and Instagram.
Steve Mudflat McGrew.
It's Steve Mudflat McGrew, but it's got that weird line in it. I don't
know.
Why? Because it's the only way they would let me do it. It's weird.
And you're still banned from Facebook.
I'm banned from Facebook for another few days, but I'll be back soon.
I'll be back, beaches.
Because I don't know when I'm going to post this one, because we just had one go up. So I may wait a few days to post this one. And,
right.
Like maybe even a week. And by that time, I might be back on Facebook. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. So until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Share with your friends. Tell everybody to listen to Wrinkle Sheets. That's the only way they're ever going to find us. Because if we don't have you as our advertising agency, we have nothing.
Hopefully you don't mind me talking about poop.